Arriva are at it again, conning our students out of money. My son William is recently turned 18 and finished his A-levels at Burton last year to start a new course of study at Stevenson's College in Colville this year. Burton is 8 miles away and in a different county, Staffordshire. Colville is our home to our administrative centre for North West Leicestershire and is 6 miles away. Attending college in the administrative centre, William is entitled to a student bus pass for the area, so he got onto the bus asking for a single to Colville so that he could pick up his bus pass in the course of the day. No such thing existed, apparently. He was charged £6 for a Midlands Day Saver automatically for his journey into college. Now, throughout his year at Burton last year, William discovered that after several months of paying £6 a day to get into college, he was actually entitled to a £4 day saver because this was considered to be a local journey. Without fail, I have come across students, lone parents, older people paying £6 for journeys for which they are entitled to pay only £4. Arriva needs to sort this out. To be honest, I was in two minds about booing this experience because it's quite personal and it may seem quite minor, but for the fact that I did quite a lot of work last year into the excessive charges that students pay for bus passes when they are in rural areas. However, there's been an interesting development in the our Twitter account. We've recently engaged with another account called @KangarooCourt, C-A-U-G-H-T, and this gentleman, Rajan Naidu, had sent me a really interesting link to worldhunger.org with an article by Eric Holt Jimenez, The World Food Crisis, What is Behind It and What We Can Do. And what's really interesting about it is that the food crisis is artificially created. We are perfectly capable of creating sufficient food for our population when we farm sustainably, but the industrialization of food supply has made an environment in which food became very cheap, and now as the economy becomes more complex and more challenged, food retailers, particularly large food retailers, are in a position to opportunise, I suppose, the supply of food to ordinary people. The link to this came out of a conversation with Rajan in which he suggested that 35 million people in the US are hungry, and I'd asked quite simply, you know, what was the source for that? How had that come about? And the sources were, you know, as stated, this particular article on the food crisis. It is absolutely atrocious that in a so-called civilized economy, so many people are going hungry. We hear politicians poo-pooing in the UK the fact that people are using food banks. But from the outset with Zero Credit, we've talked about the inflation of food prices and how some things seem to be more expensive and others not. What's the relationship of this to the Arriva bus journey? Well, it's the provision of basic day-to-day necessities, energy, transport, housing, food, things that we are absolutely obliged to buy because we cannot survive without them. And it seems that in this debt-ridden society, we are being asked to pay more for these things because we have no alternative but to pay. It really isn't sustainable in any way, shape, or form.